going to go with what we got for right now, because I think that was an important discussion we had about North Carolina and all the FEMA problems. But I'm in this topic right now. I got national insecurity is what I'm calling it. Now, I'll be honest with you. I really believe that we still have, still to this day, despite all the efforts of the Biden administration to do otherwise, I still believe that we have the greatest military, the most advanced military in the history of the world, even as I speak. But it is not what it was 10 years ago. It's not. I mean, there are issues that are, I hesitate to use the word systemic because I think the left wears that out, but there are systemic issues that are now in place, wokeness that has been built in. We've had the aftermath of the COVID mandates that ruined careers and caused us to lose people in the ranks and then also crushed recruiting. And then we've got the world is now a less safe place. And we have put ourselves in a position where we have to deal with stuff that 10 years ago, I would not have imagined saying some of the things I've been saying, like recruiting being, 25% down. But it's more than that. National insecurity is not just the military. National insecurity is also stories like this one that I pulled from townhall.com. Because Vice President Kamala Harris, as the border czar, a report is now out showing that at least 1.7 million potential national security threats have crossed our southern borders. 1.7 million. Now, we've got millions and we're at 10 million plus that we know of that have come across our borders illegally since Biden-Harris took office. But House Judiciary just released a report yesterday stating that among unvetted illegal immigrants in the U.S., there are at least 382 illegal aliens that are definitely on the terror watch list who have been encountered since 2021. And you look at it and go, okay, why are they still here? If that's the case, why did you not immediately deport? Well, we can't do that because that would be mean. So national insecurity is in part based upon, oh, by the way, that's the Department of Homeland Security again. Do you have the jackassery sound effect? I'm going to go ahead and say that anytime I think it, thank you. Thank you very much. Jackassery is exactly, we also have a healthy dose of cacistocracy, which is a government run by the least competent of its citizens. But within the national security issues that we have here, CONUS, continental United States, with people crossing our southern border and just flooding our ranks, you've also got the fact that the world is less stable than it was. Story on Reuters, Dateline 2 days ago. U.S. boosts air support and hikes troop readiness for deployments to the Middle East. There's a story. That's Reuters. Pentagon is warning that Iran against expanding the conflicts in the Middle East. U.S. is increasing air support capabilities, and U.S. troops are now on heightened readiness to deploy. Now, we always have a rapid deployment force ready. It rotates. There's always an RDF, and they have, the RDF units, are most of them are in the 18th Airborne Corps and Special Operations, and then the Air Force has theirs. But the reality is they're on a heightened state right now, which means there's probably leaves being canceled and there's probably, passes being written so that you have to be within 48 hours of the post and just any number of things. The U.S. military said on Sunday it's increasing its air support capabilities in the Middle East, putting troops on a heightened readiness to deploy to the region as it warned Iran against expanding the ongoing conflict with Israel. The announcement comes 2 days after President Joe Biden directed the Pentagon to adjust U.S. force postures in the Middle East, intensifying concern that Israel's killing of Hezbollah leaders could prompt Tehran to retaliate. The Pentagon offered few clues as to the size or scope of the new air deployment, saying only that, quote, we will further reinforce our defensive air support capabilities in coming days. Meanwhile, recruiting seems to have bounced back somewhat, but then you also take into account they also lowered the standards and lowered the numbers they were trying to recruit. Wow! All right, coming up next, we'll talk about that and more with U.S. Senator Katie Britt, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.